Welcome to Hashtag Rising Artists, a series where we introduce you to brand new artists. Who knows, they might end up on your playlist. I'm your host, Taylor Oren. Let's get started, shall we? Who are you?
My name is Jeffrey James. I am a musician and artist out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I make music.
So the only reason why we're here today is because you are dropping a new song out tomorrow.
Yeah, I get tonight at midnight, technically, I guess, yeah. My new song is We Can Be Heroes. I'm going to talk over you the whole time. That's what I'm going to do. As rude as possible. I'm so sorry. I will
hone we'll it say in. That for later, bro.
So you're my good, new single good. is We Can Be Heroes, and it was a song that I wrote in Nashville, but then I was asked to pitch it to an artist on Songland season 2 of last year. It unfortunately didn't get picked, but I was able to work with Ryan Tedder on the song because of that during the episode. And then I now am able to release it myself. So I'm actually really happy with the fact that I can release it.
I actually am not familiar with Songland. How did you get onto the show?
Honestly, they reached out to me. I think they found, casting agents usually find people either like through Spotify or YouTube, and I have a bunch of music videos and music out there. So they had reached out to me and asked if I would submit a handful of songs, and they kind of, I don't really tell you who you're submitting it to, but they're like, hey, send your best songs. We're looking for songs in this genre or whatever. So I sent stuff, and man, a couple months later, I think it wasn't for a few months that I found out We Can Be Heroes had been chosen and that they're going to fly me out like 2 or 3 days later. It was like, wow, really quickly.
That's not quick.
And then, yeah. And I was out in LA filming for about 2 weeks because I made it past the first round of my episode. And every episode is kind of a standalone episode. So there's a winner at the end of the episode. So.
Oh, okay. So it's not like kind of American Idol style wise.
No. It's really cool. They really do focus on like the songwriting. It's not a talent competition, although it's because every episode has a new, someone's got to win, right?
Yeah.
But it's less of like, I don't know, it wasn't about me singing, though I got to sing on the show. It's about me presenting the song to an artist. So, and the artist in my episode was Martina McBride, and she's looking for a new song to be her single. That's the premise of every episode. Ooh. Whichever artist they have. You know, I know they also had the Jonas Brothers, and they've had Little Big Town, and they've had her, and they all had their own episodes. So then four songwriters pitch their song. We sing like 90 seconds of our song in front of, I sang in front of Martina, and then the three record producers who were there, which are, Ryan Tedder, Shane McAnally, and Esther Dean. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Esther Dean.
Yeah.
So we sing in front of them, and then they kind of like the artist gives their, you get 90 seconds to sing your song with a band, and the artist gives their feedback, and then the producers kind of go in and be like, all right, if I was working on the song, I would maybe change this and this to make it bigger. Because between the three of them, they have so many top 10 Billboard hits, it's stupid.
Yeah.
So then the artist picks 3 of the 4 songs to move on to the next round. And every one of those songs gets paired up with one of the producers. So I was paired up with Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer of One Republic and also major songwriter and producer in the pop sphere. I mean, he's written and produced for everybody, basically. So then we kind of reworked the song a little bit, the way the artist thinks they might want the song to turn out. And then you represent the song at the end of the episode, another 90 second version of it that's kind of been beefed up and lyrics tightened up and things, and then they pick one of the songs to win. So I made it to the end. My song was not picked, but I secretly was kind of happy because I got to sing on the show, and then I love my song, so I was like, yeah, great, now I had to wait legally to release it, but I can finally release it now, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I was kind of curious on terms of the legalities of being able to release something that was on a TV show at one point and then be able to reproduce it. So
yeah, well, let's just say, I don't know how much I can talk about it, but I know, let's just say, it's been over a year now and I can release it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd say congrats though. I mean, you got that far to be able to have it be mixed and tightened up by Ryan Tedder. Shit, how was it like working with him?
Ryan was great, man. It was kind of a masterclass. It was twofold in that, like, he works really fast because they were actually filming, you know, we were there for 2 weeks and they were filming two episodes at the same time, back to back. So Ryan was like jumping from working with me to working with the other other songwriter in the other episode. And I think there was like a third song he was trying to finish up on the same time. So when I went to his studio, there was like literally every room was set up to record in. I was just in one of the rooms working on my song. He ran in, gave a couple pointers, whatever. And then on camera, we did more writing and we really beefed up the lyrics. The cool thing was that I kind of became a little more confident in my own skills because the way he works as a songwriter, it's kind of like the veil was torn down and I was like, oh, he just writes like everyone else writes, you know?
Yeah.
Like he pulled up, they didn't show it on TV, but at one point on his phone, he pulled up Rhyme Zone, which is like a well-known, like every songwriter gets frustrated and like, I can't think of a rhyme. Let me just go to Rhyme Zone. There's a couple different ones. Yeah. And we all think we're like terrible writers when we do it. But Ryan freaking Tedder pulled up Rhyme Zone in front of me and on camera. And I was like, oh, he's not, you know, it's not magic. He's just writing songs. So that part kind of made me feel better. I was like, oh yeah, like I can do what he does, you know, technically. But then he added a couple things to the song. He added two things. He added more choirs to the song. Initially, we only had choirs near the end. And he had this like big gang vocal choir thing in the whole chorus. And then he changed one note in my melody. It just goes like one note goes higher in the chorus. And it like made the song 10 times better. And like, he literally flew into the studio. He was like, hey, you're gonna do this, 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 and you're gonna sing. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. That made the song better. So that's kind of the difference of like, someone who knows how to make a good song and then someone who just has that thing that can make a song great, you know? And so it was really cool to see and awesome to work with him.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, and he was just like, all right, here's everything you need to know. I will be gone.
Literally. Pretty much. Literally. He came in. I mean, we had a longer session the day before, but
okay,
and that was the part they showed on camera was our actual like in studio working on the lyrics. But then I had to go back the next day and I was with an engineer tightening up the lyrics a little more. And then Ryan, literally, he came in for 10 minutes, told me what the choir parts were going to be. Maybe not even 10 minutes, might have been 5 minutes. He literally had a couple guys behind him filming, just like, hey, get this, we're going to do this, that. Okay, you're good. And then he ran out and he's like, you better know your stuff. Because he's kind of like, rise to my level. You know, I'm at a high level. Let's all work at the high level.
Wow.
So it's kind of infectious. And then you want to be like, all right, cool. Let's do this. Let's knock it out.
So yeah. with that coaching style, how has that impacted your other work too?
I think it's like I said, it was such a motivator to be like, oh man, I have no excuse to not like, he's finishing three songs at the same time in a day. Like I can finish a song and move on and like have less downtime just because you know the Ryan Tedders of the world are who you're competing against in some way.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, music isn't that kind of competition. There's plenty of people to listen, but like he's gonna get 10 times more songs out than I am because he's working faster and not as faster, but just like more efficient.
Yeah.
So I came home with like a fire under me to be like, all right, I wanna work like that too, you know?
Well, congrats on all that. But like, I want to go deeper with the song. The song has such a beautiful ballad. I definitely agree with the adding more choir to the whole thing because it definitely adds a bit to it. I was a little nervous when I heard that, saw the name being We Can Be Heroes because my first instant reaction was two songs that had the same title.
Totally.
How do you feel about the idea of there being other songs with the same title, such as the one from David Bowie, and then I think it was Alessio.
I didn't know about the Alessio one, but like I obviously knew the David Bowie one. Like that's such a classic track. Yeah, it didn't bother me. Like that's, you know, you type in almost any title of a big song, you'll probably find 900 other ones that no one's ever heard of with the same title. So I think, you know, it's like anything, just let the song speak for itself and people are gonna like it. If not, maybe they listen to it thinking it's David Bowie and then they like it anyways, you know.
let's hope. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, David's got enough listens. He can share some with me, you know. Yeah, it kind of didn't bother me.
All right. Yeah, because that was like one of the things when I read the title, I was like, oh, is this just a cover of the David Bowie track?
Totally.
I heard the Alessio version has a female singer, Toe Love, singing it. So I was very curious as to opinion wise on that. Another thing is the song comes out tomorrow, Friday the 13th. How are you feeling in terms of that superstition?
You know what? I just saw like 30 minutes ago that's Friday the 13th. I love it. Bring it on. That's great. Maybe something weird will happen to me on the Friday the 13th, and then it just adds to the story, and people will write about it, and then they'll listen to the song because it came out the same day. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you stop a bus from hitting a couple kids.
Yeah.
Or you just go through all the basics.
Something heroic, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. You got to do something like that, and then that way they're like, "Oh, it's his anthem. Oh, that's what the inspiration." Yes.
I get struck by lightning, then I get super speed. It's obviously how it's gonna work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just cross your fingers.
So, I'm actually curious. What inspired you to write this song?
Yeah, well, I wrote it initially with this production duo called Lonus. It's Jennifer Hansen and Nick Brophy, and they live in Nashville. We've been writing a bunch, and it's kind of one of those things where I think most artists would feel the same way. It's like, we all love to write emotional, like, I got broken up with songs and relationship stuff. And, you know, I can write emo stuff till I'm blue in the face, but every now and then you want to just be like, you know what? I want to like just write something not even about bringing people together, but just makes me feel like I'm adding something to the world that's like positive, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think the conversation started there, and they, by this point, because we've written so many times, they know my voice and my kind of style that I'm into really well. And so it kind of started this ballad thing, and the song came really quickly because they knew me so well, and they felt the same way. They're like, oh yeah, can we just write something motivating and like positive? And like, it's great.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I'm excited for everyone to hear this song. I've also noticed something, at least from the emails I've gotten. How's it like to be featured, have your song in so many places? You know, I see on there, you had your song on Criminal Minds. There was an Xbox commercial, Ford. How does it feel to have like all these little spotlight features?
It's cool. It's really cool. The Ford commercial was the most recent one we got. It was this year. And that was really cool because, like, you know, I had people in different parts of the country, friends and family, text me like, I saw your commercial on TV, you know, and like, for them, I had finally made it, you know, because they saw me on in a Ford
commercial. That's always it takes.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever it takes. No, I love that though, man. I've gotten into so many random TV shows because my song would be on them. And I'm like, I've never watched this. Like iZombie, I hadn't watched it. I sat down, I was like, this is weird, but I got to keep watching now. This is cool. And then been on Jack Ryan and a bunch of random MTV stuff. And it never gets old to hear yourself like on a TV show when you're like, all these other people made this art and they wanted your art to be a part of that. And yeah. That's really cool.
Was there any like random one that you came across that was like, well, why would this song be here?
I don't think so. There's because usually I'm they give me a heads up because they legally have to, and then they also pay me to be on it, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. And they don't want to get sued. Not that I have the power to sue them, but there's a couple where it's like my music's been so far in the background that you're like, I mean, I guess that's my song. Like, thanks for the paycheck, and like I'm glad my song's on there, but no one would hear that unless you're really example the Jack Ryan. You know that TV show on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
I'm on season 9, or I'm sorry, episode 9 of season 1, but it's at a bar scene, and it's like the background bar music, and like they're having a very serious conversation. So all you hear is like, it's like you don't even know. Yeah. So that's the funny stuff where it's like, I mean, thank you, I'm glad, but I've been lucky enough that I've had some really cool moments on shows like All American, where it's like they showcase the song. It's an emotional moment. No one's talking. And those are the real cool moments when it's just like, oh, this is my song. They're using this to like show everyone how to feel right now. And that's great.
See, gosh, every time I get excited about hearing your song that I really like, I'll see it everywhere. So I'm hoping that I'm going to see We Can Be Heroes everywhere as well.
Love that. Yeah.
All right. So this is part of the show where I have random fun cards. They're conversations, just fun little ones. I'll give you a choice of colors because I'll switch it back later on. Red or black?
Let's go black.
Okay. Heads up.
Are you wearing a red shirt right now?
I am wearing a red shirt.
And I'm wearing a black shirt with white, I like that.
Perfect. Cool. All right. So let's see. What's the most annoying sound in the world?
Ooh. That makes me want to do the Dumb and Dumber thing right there, but I'm not going to do it. But
well, you could have done it.
Make the noise. I don't know if I have an annoying sound. I have an annoying feeling. Can I change the question?
Yeah, we can change the question.
Yeah. Like the nails on a chalkboard thing is like the worst thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
So I guess sound, it kind of evokes the feeling, right? So yeah.
Yeah. It's that ooh. Yeah. Just hear it.
Yeah.
I don't even need to visually see it. I can just ooh.
Yeah, I'm sweating thinking about it right now. All right.
If you were a wrestler, what would be your choice ring entrance music?
Oh man. It'd probably be something silly because I don't think I'd be good. Like I wouldn't be a very like badass wrestler.
Yeah.
So that would be, but I would like try to pull it off as like serious. And so it'd be funnier. I don't know. Or maybe I'll add a trap beat to it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, if you're going to go that route, what would your name be in that case of the circus theme?
Oh yeah. Jeffrey the Clown.
I like that a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So title would you give this chapter in your life?
Ooh, that's good. Okay, so.
All right.
How about Blast Off? Because I feel like last year was building up. So Blast Off would be the title. Last year was like building up. I wrote and wrote and wrote on a few different projects. And now this year, a lot of them are coming to fruition. I've got, you know, an EP coming out later and then another project coming out on top of that and a couple other things that are in different music spheres. And so it's kind of like just blasting off.
Kicking off into space.
Yeah.
Now is the spaceship like an Elon Musk type rocket ship, or are we talking like a Jeffrey Bezos type rocket ship?
Oh man. I mean, I think it would have to be not Bezos because too many subtext there. So anything but Jeffrey Bezos' spaceship.
Gosh, I got gold member vibes. Wait, what's a gold member?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. No. Wait, no, the big boy. No, gold member is the one. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was that one or if it was The Spy Who Shagged Me. I can't remember if it was that one. That one was
the big boy, the giant big boy.
Oh, the giant big boy? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, yes. I just recently watched Austin Powers not too long ago. And I think it was Goldmember that I was watching.
I think that's on Netflix. It kind of holds up in a terrible way.
It still does. I still think about it randomly.
Oh, yeah.
If you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Ooh.
Changing the question.
I've got a Frenchie, and I think Frenchies are pretty dope. Just because this one, we have this 10-week-old, not even 10-week-old Frenchie right now. And he's real cute. I'd like to be cute and cuddly. That's great. Yeah.
So what's the name of the Frenchie?
Kipo. K-I-P-O. Kipo. Yeah.
All right. Describe your perfect day.
All right. And you know what? So like, honestly, like sleeping in until about 10, getting up and getting some coffee and making like a bacon and egg kind of mash thing and just like streaming something like Star Trek Deep Space Nine all day with my wife.
Oh, that actually sounds fantastic.
It's pretty wonderful. Yeah.
I've heard so many versions of this question and it'd be like this long, complicated spend of the day. Like I'm getting brunch and I'm getting a walk on the beach. Honestly, I like yours a lot more.
Thank you. Whenever I get like active and do that many things, I usually just get worn out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, now I got to take a nap. I don't know, you know, just like, let's just chill on the couch and there's no stress.
And you said you have other things planned. So what kind of like things are we going to get in store for in the next couple months?
Yeah, the things I can talk about. I mean, in the fall, later in the fall, there'll be an EP coming out that We Can Be Heroes will be on. And there's a DJ collab with a guy out of a producer DJ out of Europe that'll be coming out. And then another project. And actually on the side, I have... I don't know if people will be able to see it yet, but I have two musicals in production, totally randomly.
Ooh, how did you get into musicals?
Well, the first one, about 3 years ago, I was brought in by a good friend of mine who's been a co-writer and like best friend for years and years. He met some people out of New York who wanted some like non-theater people to write a musical with. They're book writers. And so they reached out to him, and he reached out to me because I'm a not-so-secret like musical theater nerd.
Great.
So like we were going off of the backs of like Waitress and Dear Evan Hansen and I could name a bunch of others, but like just kind of writing, like doing what we do but in the theater world. So it's been a long process, and Kent State is going to put it on for the first time in kind of we're going to be up there working on the show, but it's gonna be the first time it's gonna be staged. And then we got roped into another show with a theater producer last year. Wrote via like Zoom last year because we couldn't get together. And there's a concert in October that hasn't officially been announced, but it will be announced. We're doing a concert of that show in October. So On top of that, my like Jeffrey James artist stuff is all coming out, and I'll be doing a few shows with that and then promoting the hell out of that stuff. Yeah.
Wow, you got like, you're gonna be like so music out and by the end of the year. How are you gonna handle yourself on New Year's Eve?
Do what I always do, is have a little champagne and then like go to sleep.
Now that we officially wrap this all up, where can we find you, Jeffrey?
I am on all the internets. On Instagram, it's Jeffrey James Official. On Twitter, it's Jeffrey James. On TikTok, it's Jeffrey James Official. Though I'm more of a voyeur than I am a poster. I just love, too. I'm obsessed. Yeah, obviously. And then jeffreyjames.com for everything. For all your Jeffrey needs.
Well, thank you so much for having the time to come and chat.
I love this, man. Yeah.